who didn't step in the end zone, me. So we want to talk about Moxie here.
Oh, man, that's awesome. Thanks, Clay. So a fake is called, okay? And it ain't the first time in your career that there's been a fake called. But, like, what's going through your head? Like, I got to still do my process. I got to still sell it. Like, what? Like, I'm just making the biggest kick of my whole life. What's that like?
I was just focused on, all right, let me do my job. Look, I'm not going to screw this up. Like, let me not be the reason we don't get this. So, you know, just focus on what I can do and, you know, what I can do to help Clay get in. Because I kind of knew it was going to be on if I did my job. And if everyone else did their job up front, which they did, great job, you know, blocking everybody out and creating that huge hole for Clay. And, I mean, he punched it in.
How hard is it to convince yourself to go through the same motion knowing you're not going to kick that?
I mean, it's not hard because you're doing it subconsciously. I feel like subconsciously is the right word. Like, you're taking your steps back, because I've done it so many times that you can kind of do it.
Yeah.
So it's kind of doing that and then just, you know, just thinking while I'm doing that is like, okay, this is what I have to do. And so that's like the biggest thing for me is like, all right, it's going to look exactly the same to the normal eye from all 80,000 people's view. It's going to look, okay, it's going to look exactly the same just because it's the same process. Nothing changes except for what I do in my head. Like, what I'm thinking in my head is like, okay, I'm going to take off right here. I have to be fast, like, take off. So I would just say focusing on that and not really – nothing really changes from the process.
So the lobbying now goes to, hey, Clay scored, that's great, but next time can we just, like, do a flip over the shoulder? Can we do one of those, right?
Yeah, I mean, maybe. We'll see. I mean, we'll see if that gets drawn up.
I have to ask this question. People are going to be so mad when I say this. You've made 8 straight kicks, and I'm not supposed to tell you that.
It's
the stat. It's right there, and it leads to the question. Clay talks about how when the snap's bad, when the hole's not great, that you just go through your process. What is that like to be that in the zone that the other stuff doesn't matter around you?
I feel like just having trust in Holden and Clay. I mean, Holden's a senior, really just a veteran guy that knows what he's doing, so it's easy to just go at it. Like, I mean, everything's going to be perfect in front of me, so I just got to do my job, and they're gonna do their job. But I would just say, like, just trusting in them, it really doesn't change anything. And that's props to Clay. Clay can say that all he wants. And then the 8 kicks, you weren't the first one to say that. They said it downstairs.
Okay,
before.
Good.
So you're good. You're off.
It is not me, buddy. Let the record show.
But,
not me.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you start off slow. So, I mean, I want to finish the season in the best way that I can. And, you know, 8 straight's not – I mean, that should be the expectation. You're at Clemson. You should be making big kicks. You should be 100%. I mean, that's my expectation for myself, and, you know, I just want to finish the season like that.
Visiting with Nolan Hooser on the program, you go on the road, you're going to say it doesn't, but is it harder to not change a process or to block stuff out when you're on the road in an environment where it's a little more hostile, a little bit louder?
I mean, like I said, it's like you've done it so many times. But it's kind of like a repetition. You don't really – I like to tell people, I mean, when I'm back there, it's not like, oh my gosh, it's so loud. Like, oh, there's so many people. Like, I've never thought – I would think, and like I've thought before getting here, it's like, wow, it's going to be a lot of people. Like, it's going to be loud. I mean, coming in senior year of high school playing Georgia and Mercedes-Benz as a freshman, I'm like, it's going to be so loud. Like, what am I going to do? Like, am I going to be able to focus? And you kind of get in that zone, and then you get out and you get the sideline. I was like, was that loud? Was that like a crazy environment? And so I think it's just how locked in you are. And if you're easily, I mean, what is it Sweeney says? It's like confidence, or what is it? Preparation breeds confidence. I firmly believe in that. Like, you do things over and over and over again, and you have the same process, and you work over and over at practice, and you get put in these positions, like, it's not going to bother you on game day because you do it every day. So I like how Sweeney does Tuesdays too, is kind of put your feet by the fire. I mean, you get that, like, you try to bring up the level of energy at the practice field. It's not never going to replicate it, but I mean, it's just bringing your toes closer to the fire. So I don't really think it affects you that much as people think.
All right, I didn't know we were going to have you today, but I was going to talk to you about. Did you watch Monday Night Football last night?
I did.
Okay, all the way to the end. I watched every punt, buddy. Every punt of that game I watched. It was ridiculous. But at the end,
I pray for fourth downs.
Oh man, yeah, right.
Yeah.
So at the end, Brandon McManus is going out there. He's going to attempt a 64-yarder. It's like 10 degrees, wind. Like it's that seems like miserable. Because I was thinking, like, unless you got 8 socks on, that ball just feels like a block of ice. Like, it's just not going to feel good. And I know they heat the ball. Like, they use kicking balls and stuff like that. By the way, do you guys use different balls?
We kicking
ball, whatever?
No, we don't.
No, so it's
I mean, honestly, I'm not the person to ask. I really have no idea. I know we don't, like, we don't throw balls in. Like, I get tossed a ball. Like, ACC game last year, there's a video of me getting tossed a ball. It's like a game ball. But, like, I don't – me and Cade – it's like the same ball.
Okay.
It's not really. It's not really. I mean, what I like probably isn't what Cade likes, but, like, I don't know. It's like a weird dynamic to where you get out there, it doesn't matter the ball. But, yeah, the K-balls came into effect in the NFL. Definitely
okay.
helps.
So, last night, so Philadelphia calls timeout, and McManus is back there, and he's going through his whole process, and I think a couple of his teammates maybe are, like, starting to walk away. And he's like, no, 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 snap the ball. Like, to the point that the Eagles were trying to get a delay of game penalty because he's like, no, snap it. He's telling them, like, go, go, go.
Yeah.
Because he's got to – it's almost like – and I thought about this, like, he has to finish this process. Like, in his mind, he has to
– they call the timeout
the process
before?
Of a kick, yeah.
Okay.
And so they literally, like, well after the timeout, they snap the ball and he kicks it. And it's like – I mean, it was like this short. And, then, I mean, he really pulled the second one. But I thought to myself, that's the focus of a kicker. Can you – I mean, you can explain that better than I could, but it was almost like he could not move from that spot until he completed the mental process of that kick. Is that a fair way to describe it?
Yeah, I wouldn't say it's a mental process. I would say it's more of that's how you're taught. Like if there's a timeout, it's usually a snapper snaps it on the timeout. So like whistle blows, snap it. It kind of gives you like a practice kick. So like from that far out, you kind of want to be able to have, like, okay, where should I play this? How should I play it? This is just going to be a test run. If I play it right here, what's it going to do? So it's kind of like, all right, if I have any second guesses, but, like, I just want to see if anything I need to do, like, can I change anything for this next kick? So just hitting that, and if he's short, he's like, all right, I got to get a little bit more of it because I was short. And that's probably what happened on the second one where he was like, I got to kill it. And he's a right-footed kicker, which means – his miss is going to be left, and where'd the ball go?
It went left.
Yeah.
There you go. Man.
So he probably tried to kill it.
Look at this guy. I love it. Nolan, thanks for the time.
Of course.
Really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Best of luck going on the road to Louisville this weekend, man.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Great stuff.